It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, our lead story is that Descending Hunan has a new song. Care to sing it for everyone, Craig?
I forgot what it was now.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I sing Who You Talking To, and my three backup singers sing Diarrhea Pants.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
What's wrong with
that? Don't
him?
Laugh at that, Rich.
It's
Don't
funny.
Encourage that.
Who you talking to? And then they say that.
So you guys. Yeah, and the way he says who you talking to, it's kind of cocky. You know, right. Like you're with someone to be reckoned with now.
You don't understand the deep meaning of my music.
You're right.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW brings you the emergency brake of the week. We'll give you three candidates. You get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. And we do this live from Fort Worth at Airstream of DFW. RV Talk coming up here at 8:15. All right, candidate number one comes to us from that 10 to noon show. Norm and Donnie, along with Mike Saroy. And Mike got on the edge here with almost dropping an S-bomb, but he caught himself, and Donovan makes a really funny comparison to Tiger Woods. Let's give this a listen.
So I'm guessing that's exactly what happened, and he never heard from that third person.
I think it was an extra warning about Gordon.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
How close was that?
That was pretty close, Mikey.
No, that was like a for sure, but then I mixed it up.
No.
You're
good
saying
job.
No
Good
S.
job stopping yourself.
Thank you. Why highlight the pluses and not
exactly.
focus on the minuses?
For being able to halt that at the beginning.
That's almost Tiger-esque as far as stopping the backswing. That was close, Mike.
I'm fine.
It was like Tiger in his backswing. He almost said no blank right live on the air. But he stopped himself in that downswing. And see, I think that's really tough for both Mike and Cash. When you're with those dudes off the air, they will cuss on you.
The language is
it's really strong.
There's a lot of unchristian talk.
It belongs in a barnyard is where it belongs. All right, one more time.
So I'm guessing that's exactly what happened, and he never heard from that third person.
I think it was an extra warning about Gordon.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, okay.
No.
How close was that?
That was pretty close, Mikey.
No, that was like a for sure, but then I mixed it up.
No.
You're
Good
saying
job.
No
Good
S.
job stopping yourself.
Thank you. Why don't I highlight the pluses and not focus on the minuses?
For being able to halt that at the beginning.
That's almost Tiger-esque as far as stopping the backswing. That was close, Mike.
I'm fine.
Wait a minute. His argument was he was going to say no for sure?
I guess so, yeah.
I don't know about that explanation.
if so, he skipped right over the word for and went to an S word.
Yeah, I think he was definitely guilty there. But he did stop himself and didn't say it, but it did stop down the show. So there is Mike Saroy as candidate number one here in the emergency break of the week. Candidate number two comes to us from Bad Radio. It's been a huge story this week, the electronic cheating scandal started by the Houston Astros. It goes back to a couple of years ago when Mike Fiers, the former Astros pitcher, was basically the whistleblower in that big report in The Athletic. So Dan brought that up, but then had some confusion as to the playing past of one Mike Fiers.
The first guy to go on record saying anything about this was Michael Fiers.
Fiers?
Ranger great, right? Former Ranger great?
What year?
A couple years ago?
Okay.
Is anyone else going to back me up here? No one is jumping in because you guys haven't watched a Ranger game in 5 years.
I didn't think he ever made it.
Listen,
I don't think he ever
baseball
pitched in the big
man.
Leagues
I don't hear you pitching it very hard, so don't come to me with all your
I'm
Mike
guaranteeing.
Fiers opinions.
And now Jake's going to tell me he never played here.
It's not looking good for you, Dano.
Where are you getting Ranger? And then you high horsed us
and guaranteed. Maybe they should fire you instead of those Major League Baseballs.
Boy, with media guys like you advocating for the sport, who needs anyone else?
Maybe you're thinking Mike Minor.
Let's pull this thing out of the ditch real quick.
Yeah, I don't know if you can. Milwaukee, Houston, Detroit, Oakland. No proof of any sort of Ranger stint here for Mike Fiers. And that's a that's definitely a bad radio quarrel there, going back and forth.
It's not looking good for you.
It's not looking good.
Yeah, right. I like that line, too.
Right after he guaranteed it.
All right, one more time.
The first guy to go on record saying anything about this was Michael Fiers.
Fiers.
Ranger great, right? Former Ranger great?
What year?
Couple years ago?
Okay.
Is anyone else going to back me up here? No one is jumping in because you guys haven't watched a Ranger game in 5 years.
I didn't think he ever made it.
Listen,
I don't think he ever
baseball
the
man. I don't hear you pitching it very hard, so don't come to me with all your
I'm
Mike Fiers opinions.
And now Jake's going to tell me he never played here.
It's not looking good for you, Dano.
Where are you getting Ranger? And then you high horsed us
and guaranteed. Maybe they should fire you instead of those Major League Baseballs.
Boy, with media guys like you advocating for the sport, who needs anyone else?
Maybe you're thinking Mike Minor.
Let's pull this thing out of the ditch real quick.
Boy, there's a lot in there. There's a lot of great lines.
And there was a lot more to that. That is was about 3.5 minutes. And I edited down to a minute.
Man, there's a lot of gold in there.
It was insane.
Bob calling him baseball man.
Yeah, listen, baseball man. And boy, it accelerated so fast with Dan about, oh, you guys haven't watched a Ranger game in 5 years.
Yeah. That's why they weren't saying anything. It wasn't because the guy wasn't a Ranger.
Listen to me, Mr. Ranger historian over here. I'll tell you who's exactly who's played for the Rangers. Oh, man, we got to listen to that one more time.
The first guy to go on record saying anything about this was Michael Fiers.
Fiers.
Ranger great, right? Former Ranger great?
What year?
Couple years ago?
Okay.
Is anyone else going to back me up here? No one is jumping in because you guys haven't watched a Ranger game in 5 years.
I didn't think he ever made it.
Listen,
I don't think you ever
baseball man. I don't hear you pitching it very hard, so don't come to me with all your Mike Fiers opinions.
And now Jake's going to tell me he never played here.
It's not looking good for you, Dano.
Where are you getting Ranger? And then you high horsed us
and guaranteed. Maybe they should fire you instead of those Major League Baseballs.
Boy, with media guys like you advocating for the sport, who needs anyone else?
Maybe you're thinking Mike Minor.
Let's pull this thing out of the ditch real quick.
Boy, you're right. It went from 0 to 100 in a hurry with Dan. Like, he threw it out there, and then 2 seconds later, he's really having to defend me.
I guarantee Jake's telling me right now that it didn't happen.
All right, that's great. Dan, candidate number two. Not to be outdone, though, here's Bob as candidate number three during Why Today Doesn't Suck. Was not listening to the show. He, too, tried to quickly defend himself and then waved the white flag.
Charo is 79 today.
That is the ticket's own Charo.
Coochie.
How old? 70?
79.
That's the hardline zone. She looked so rough 20 years ago. A lot of makeup on Charo, shockingly.
Remember when she was up here?
We were just talking about that. Like, just now.
I know, no. In 1998, yes. I know. I wasn't listening. Right.
I wasn't listening.
Like mid-sentence, he was still talking about
that was
Charo.
Interesting.
I love the give up in the end.
He started with a Danny.
I'm like, do I have a chance here? No. Yeah.
No. Guys, I didn't know.
I'm not listening.
I wasn't listening at all.
That is awesome. I wasn't listening.
55 years old today.
I'll just take my 10 yards. Let's just go.
That was a quick bowing up there by Bob that quickly diminished.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I know. 98.
I wasn't listening. I'll take my 10 yards. One more time.
Charo is 79 today.
That is the ticket's own Charo.
Coochie.
How old? 70?
79.
That's the hardline zone. She looked so rough 20 years ago. A lot of makeup on Charo, shockingly.
Remember when she was up here?
We were just talking about that, like just now.
I know, no. In 1998, yes, I know. I wasn't listening.
I wasn't listening.
Did
Like mid-sentence, they were. He was still talking about.
That was
Charles.
Interesting.
I love the give up in the end.
Started yeah. with a
I'm
Danny.
Like, do I have a chance here?
No,
yeah.
Just, no, I know. No, I know. No,
guys, I didn't know.
I'm not listening.
I wasn't listening at all.
That is awesome. I wasn't listening.
55 years old today.
I'll just take my 10 yards. Let's just go.
Was he? Did he just walk in the room, or was he sitting there the whole time?
Oh, he was sitting there the whole time. Yeah.
Wow.
So there's Bob as candidate number three. So is it Mike Soroy for almost dropping the S-bomb, Dan with claiming Mike Fiers had a Ranger career that was very memorable, or Bob not listening as candidate number three? 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello.
You're on
the
ticket.
Oh, no. I think this may be Stoma Man, the guy who asked Dave Lane for Stoma a hug at Christmas time when Dave was in eighth grade. Stoma Man, Davey doesn't work during the week.
Oh, I thought I heard him on the radio the other day.
Yeah, he was on the other day. That's right. I see the confusion now.
Dave's not here right now.
Well, I just wanted a hug.
Oh, yeah. You always want a hug from Davey, don't you?
Yeah, I was going to vote, too.
Okay, go ahead. What's your vote, Stoma Man?
A lot of people tell me my Stoma hole looks like Charo's belly button.
All right. Thank you, Stoma Man.
There's a Bob vote there from Stoma Man. Hadn't heard from him in a
couple
of weeks.
Or Stoma Guy? Stoma
Or Stoma
Man?
Guy?
I can't remember now. Stoma Man. Okay. I guess so.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Is there a chance that lottery board thought they were getting a ransom note? And my vote is for the Turtlemeister, Mike Soroy.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Hello. You're on ticket AM and FM.
Your daughter died.
What?
Your daughter died.
What?
Your daughter died?
Your daughter died.
Your daughter?
Okay.
Yeah.
About what?
That's going nowhere.
Fake Coach O?
Oh, was that? That was from the Hardline bit the other night. Okay.
Oh,
I don't know
okay.
who that's a vote for, though.
Oh, yes.
I haven't heard that yet.
Coach O, grief counselor?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
I'm going to say that it has to go to Bob, and I have my wife following me this morning, and I made sure that she was listening to the ticket to hear the E-Break.
Okay, that's good. Tell a friend, or in your case, your wife, about the ticket. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Good morning, musers. George, I have a question for you today.
Okay.
Can you beat up Gordo for me because I still don't have my shirt? And I like the Volker Bob.
I know. Cassie, I got your shirt signed and everything, and I haven't mailed it back. It's in my car.
We signed it like
right
a month
now.
Ago.
It's like 50 feet from us right now in my car.
You know what? I'm going to call Child Protective Services on you.
Doesn't make any sense. Okay, I want to hear that phone call. I want to report a guy who's abusing a kid. Oh, yes, please. Give us all the information. Yeah, he has a signed T-shirt, but he hasn't put it in the mail yet.
And
I'm sorry, sir. What?
In conjunction with how you've treated her on the phone over these years.
What do you mean? I've supported
you
her.
You ruined her Christmas 2 years ago.
I did not ruin her Christmas. I've made everyday Christmas for her.
Cassidy, we're looking out for you.
She's lucky to have me at all.
That's how mad she is. All right, that was a Bob vote there from Cassidy.
And she was requesting violence. You going to sympathize with that kid? She asked him to beat me up.
Yes. Yes. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello, this is the president speaking. I'd like to vote for Bob Stern, please. The rest, total disasters, believe me.
Okay.
All right.
Not bad.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. President. We appreciate the call this morning. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Hey, guys, I think this may be Coco.
Should we take the
sign
charges?
Language gorilla that is no longer with us. Hi, Coco. We'll accept the charges.
Coco sad. Ticket grant. Ticket grand silverback primate, Mike Reiner, no longer on invisible airwave audio medium.
True enough.
But maybe Rhines one step closer to Coco. Coco think long hallway that Rhines walk down in video lead directly here to lower heaven. Coco wonder, have ticket users actually seen Rhines? since make video. Maybe Ryan's almost here to Coco.
No, we haven't seen Ryan since make video.
Not in person.
Today, in honor of Silverback Godfather Gorilla, Coco consults Michael Reiner and vote for Backswing Saroy.
Backswing Saroy. All right, thank you, Coco. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Well, George, I'm kind of sad. I've been calling in for 15 years voting for the South Oak Cliff con man. So I don't get to do that anymore. Man. Give me Bob Stern.
What happened? You still have us back there, station?
Did we lose the station?
We got you. You got us?
We lose our return?
Hello.
Hello?
Are we knocked off the air?
No, you're on the air.
Oh.
We're off the air, sir.
No. Hang on, sir.
First, I will honor kill myself, and then I will get you back on the air.
Maybe
no,
we
you
just
got
can't
out of
hear
order, Blake.
Can we just not hear the station, Blake, or can that... We're off. Okay.
All right. You hear us now? I've texted Blake.
An e-break during the e-break.
Oh, hey, here we go. Hey,
hey.
Hey, we are back. All right, so...
We had you.
He was going... Oh, we were up
the
whole time.
Yeah, we could hear y'all the whole time.
Great. Thanks, Blake, for the bad information. No telling what we said.
Sorry,
nothing,
sir.
Nothing bad. You're fine.
So who did the guy who wanted to vote for the South Oak Cliff con man want to vote for?
Bob.
Anybody?
You voted for Bob.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Yay! Yay!
Bob Sturm wins the emergency break of the week for not listening to the show.
Charo is 79 today.
That is the ticket's own Charo.
Coochie.
How old? 70?
79.
That's the hardline zone. She looked so rough 20 years ago. A lot of makeup on Charo, shockingly.
Remember when she was up here?
We were just talking about that. Like, just now.
I know. No. In 1998, yes. I know. I wasn't listening. Right.
I wasn't listening.
Like mid-sentence, they were. He was still talking about
that was
Charo.
Interesting.
I love the give up in the end.
He started with a
I'm
Danny.
Like, do I have a chance here? No. Yeah. Let me just,
no, I know.
Just
no, well I know. Us. No,
guys, I didn't know.
I'm not listening.
I wasn't listening at all.
That is awesome. I wasn't listening.
55 years old today.
I'll just take my 10 yards. Let's just go.
Way to go, Bob. How many is that for Mr. Sturm?
24th win, 87 behind Norman Ayatollah Hitzkus.
Okay. So there he is, Bob Sturm, this week's winner in the e-break.